Hello and welcome to this part of the service where we are coming before the Lord's table together. The Lord's table has been celebrated by Christ's followers and believers through the years since that Last Supper that he had with his disciples, which scripture records. Yes, we are socially distanced because of the pandemic situation and being largely confined to our homes at present, but we remain in the unity of faith, of hope, and of purpose. And so let's gather our thoughts and calm our hearts as we come before the Lord's table. This is the table, not of the church, but of the Lord. It is to be made ready for those who love him and who want to love him more. And so come, if you have much faith, and if you have little faith, if you have been here often, and if you have not been for a long time, if you have tried to follow, and if you have failed, come, not because it is I who invite you. It is our Lord, it is his will, that those who want him should meet him here. And let us read John chapter 6, verse 32 to 35. Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, you deserve gratitude, praise, and our hearts lifted high to you. For when we were nothing, you made us something. When we had no name, no faith, and no future, you called us your children. When we lost our way or turned away from you, you did not abandon us. When we came back to you, your arms opened wide in welcome. You prepare a table for us, offering us not just bread, not just wine, but your very self, so that we may be filled, forgiven, healed, blessed, and made new again. You are worthy of all our pain and all our praises. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And to institute the Holy Communion, we get our bread ready. Among friends gathered round a table, Jesus took bread, broke it, and said, "This is my body, it is for you." In like manner, let us break bread and prayerfully eat together and share in the body of Christ. Let us take the bread together. And later, he took the cup of wine and said, "This is the new relationship with God made possible because of my death. Take this, all of you, to remember me." In like manner, let's prayerfully drink the cup together and share in the blood of Christ. And so, let us drink together. God who has nourished us is our peace. Strangers and friends from all walks of life, He has broken down the barriers to bind us to Him and to each other. And so may His Spirit, His life, His grace and peace shine in us and through us. And let's conclude this part of the service by praying the words of the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. This is the end of this part of the service, and may the presence and the peace and the blessing of God be with you always. Amen.